愿大家平安。
Peace to all the brothers and sisters.
今天早上第三次跟大家一起来学习主祷文。
This morning we'd like to study the third lesson on the Lord's Prayer.
我们祷告有两种的方式。
There are two methods to prayer.
第一个就是用圣灵祷告。
First is praying in the Spirit.
圣灵用说不出来的叹息代替我们祷告。
For the Holy Spirit will intercede for us with groans that we cannot understand.
所以这个祷告是最完全的。
This type of prayer is the most complete.
因为它是照着神的旨意来祷告。
For it is a prayer in accordance to God's will.
那另外一种就是用我们的理性来思想我们祷告的内容。
The other type of prayer is a prayer of understanding, using our intellect to understand it.
常常我们就在想我需要什么用这个做目标来跪在神面前祷告。
Often we pray by thinking about what we are in need of and using that as the focus of our prayer.
那祷告文就是在引导我们一个很完全的祷告它的内容应该是什么。
The Lord's Prayer is the most perfect prayer as a guidance for us to focus our content on.
好，那我们现在回来看马太福音。
Let's turn to Matthew.
马太福音的第六章。
Chapter 6.
第九节。
Verse 9.
第六章第九节。
Chapter 6, verse 9.
所以你们祷告要这样说，我们在天上的父，愿人都尊你的名为圣。愿你的国降临，愿你的旨意行在地上，如同行在天上。第十一节。
11.
我们日用的饮食，今日是给我们，免我们的债，如同我们免了人的债，不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶，因为国度、权柄、荣耀，全是你的，直到永远。阿们。这个祷告文一共有六个祈求。
There are six requests in the Lord's Prayer.
从第九节的下半句。
From the second half of verse 9.
一直到十三节。
Until verse 13.
那六个祈求里面可以分作两部分。
Of this six intercedings, there are two major categories.
第一部分是满足神的需要。
First portion is to satisfy God's needs.
从一直到第十节。
And to verse 10.
那十一节开始才是求神满足我们个人的需要。
Verse 11 begins with our personal needs.
那这有一个前后的顺序。
We see that there is a priority of sequence here.
我们先求神得到满足。
First, we need to satisfy God's needs.
然后我们才来求我们自己的需要。
Then we seek after our own needs.
所以祷告文给我们一个很清楚的一条道路。
The Lord's Prayer described to us a very clear, defined path.
就是我们祷告从哪里开始，要进到哪里。
Where should we begin our prayer and where do we end?
但是如果我们没有仔细想，有时候我们的祷告全部都集中在后面三个。
But if we don't think about it carefully, we will focus most of our prayer on the latter portion,
甚至是集中在后面两个
or focus on the very last two,
甚至很可能是集中在十一节
and perhaps our main prayer will be focused on verse 11,
就是我们从信主一直到离世，所有的祷告都是在求肉体上、今生上、物质上的事情
which means that from the day we believe in the Lord until the day we die, our focus in prayer is mostly on our physical needs and our everything related to this world.
当然这样祷告也可以。
Of course, this is an acceptable form of prayer.
但是这样的祷告不完全。
But this type of prayer is not perfect.
神要我们完全的祷告，就是要有这个六个祈求。
God wants us to have a complete prayer and we must satisfy all six needs.
那有时候我们个人的需要祷告，好像神没有什么回应。
There are times when we pray to God about our personal needs and it seems like God doesn't answer.
这是因为我们没有求神的需要。
This is because we are not seeking after satisfying God's needs.
所以圣经才说你要先求神的国跟神的义。
This is why the Bible tells us that seek first the kingdom of God.
那什么叫做把神摆在第一位？
And his righteousness. So what does it mean to place God first?
这不只是说生活中的优先顺序。
This is not just a matter of priority in our life.
这个也指着我们祷告的内容。
But it also ascribes to the content of our prayer.
把神的名的荣耀摆在第一。
We place God's glory to be first priority.
把神的国能够降临摆在第二。
And to place the arrival of God's kingdom as second.
把神的旨意能够行出来摆在第三。
And place God's will to be fulfilled as third priority.
那这样啊，神喜悦我们的祷告，接下去我们的祈求就容易发生功效。
So once God is pleased with our prayer, then whatever we pray afterward will be receptive to God.
那有的人甚至他也没有为自己的需要祷告，他只是求神的事情。
There are some people who pray entirely focusing on God's matter rather than his personal needs.
结果神也给他自己所需要的。
And yet, God also satisfied his personal needs, even though he didn't ask for it.
所以这两部分告诉我们什么要放在前面，什么要放在后面。
We see that these two portions tell us what we should place as first priority.
比方说我们灵恩会快到了。
For instance, when the spiritual convocation is coming,
我们要先求神的国降临。
We need to seek first for the arrival of God's kingdom.
教会能够兴盛。
And for the prosperity of our church,
圣工能够兴旺
and that the holy work will flourish,
更多人能够来信耶稣
more people will come to believe in Christ.
这个祷告要放在我们个人的前面，个人需要的前面。
We must place this prayer request before our personal needs.
这个就是祷告人的精神。
For this is the essence of the Lord's prayer.
代表神比我们个人更大。
It signifies that God is mightier than we are.
那后面三个祷告的第一个是十一节。
The latter half of the prayer beginning from verse 11.
我们日用的饮食今日是给我们。
Give us this day our daily bread.
这里告诉我们，我们只是求每一天的生活没有缺乏。
Here we are seeking that our daily necessities will be satisfied.
那为什么我们不能够求神？你给我很多啊，所以我以后生活就没有挂虑。
Why is it that we cannot pray to God that God please give me an abundance so I never have to worry about my future needs?
我们先从旷野路来看。
If we look at it from the perspective of a journey in the wilderness,
神真的是每天给他们生活的需要。
We see that God provided for their daily needs.
所以每天有 manna.
And each day they receive manna.
每一天 manna 都是新的。
Each day the manna was fresh.
所以他们每一天都有新的恩典。
Each day they receive fresh grace.
每一天都有神迹。
Every day they witness God's miracle.
如果神从第一天开始就给他们四十年的需要。
If God started from day one and gave them 40 years of needs,
对，看到一大堆食物，这就是神给我的，我四十年不要忧虑。
And so they would see a mountain of food, and they said, "This is a gift from God. I don't have to worry about my life for the next 40 years."
但是问题是，这一堆食物你抬不动，变成天这个旷野路，你就走不下去。
But the problem is, you cannot carry this mountain of food, this pile of food.While you're journeying in the wilderness.
所以有时候为什么神不是给我们很多？
So why is it that sometimes God doesn't give us a whole bunch of grace?
因为神最知道我们的能力。
Because God is very familiar with our personal abilities.
神最知道我们的灵性。
God is very intimate with our spiritual faith.
有时候神赐给我们很多，对我们信仰这个天国路来讲，反而是一种负担。
Sometimes if God gives us an abundance of blessing,It may become a burden to us as we journey to God.
天国路走不下去。
And we are unable to carry on in this journey.
我们看箴言的三十章。
Let's turn to Psalm 30.
箴言的三十章。
Proverbs 30.
第八节。
Verse 8.
第七节看。
Beginning from verse 7.
我求你两件事，在我未死之先，不要不是给我。第八节。
Verse 8.
求你使虚假跟谎言远离我，使我不贫穷也不富足，是我需用的饮食。 这里雅古尔的祷告跟主耶稣叫我们的祷告一样。
The prayer of anger is very similar to Lord Jesus' prayer.
所以第八节最后一句说，是我需用的饮食。
Verse 8 tells us that, feed me with the food allotted to me.
然后前面说，叫我不贫穷也不富足。
But it first says, give me neither poverty nor riches.
我想第一句话很多人这样求了，不要让我太穷。
Most people will pray, don't make me too poor.
但是第二句话可能很少人这样祷告。
But it's very rare people will pray, not to obtain riches.
不要叫我太富足。
Don't make me become too rich.
那他为什么这样祷告？
Why does he pray in this manner?
第九节。
Verse 9.
恐怕我饱足就不认识你说神是谁，又恐怕我贫穷就偷气以及亵渎我神的名。
Lest I be full and deny you and say who is the Lord, or lest I be poor and steal and profane the name of my God.
贫穷连东西都没有可以吃，这是很难守道的。
When we are so poor that we are unable to keep God's word.
所以有时候我们就会做很多不合道理的事情要来维持生活的需要。
We'll be compelled to do something that is unethical in order to survive.
但是如果我们太富足
，However, if we are too rich and abundant,
也不是很好。从属灵上来讲
，Spiritually, it's also not very good.
只有神知道我们能不能承受。
Because only God would know whether we can really take full responsibility.
我们看《申命记》的第八章。
Enter Deuteronomy chapter 8.
生命记的第八章
Deuteronomy chapter 8
从第七节开始
Beginning from verse 7
因为主你的神领你进入那美地，那里有河有泉有源从山谷中流出来，第八节
8.
那地有小麦大麦葡萄树、无花果树、石榴树、橄榄树和蜜，第九节。
Nine.
你在那里不缺食物，一无所缺。那地是铁，山内可以挖。第十节。
Ten.
你吃得饱足，就要称颂主你的神。称，因为那地是美地，是赐给你们。这里神在进到讲到他们进到迦南地生活会丰盛。
The Lord described to the people that once they enter into the land of Canaan, they will live an abundant life.
然后他们就会称颂神。
And they will praise God.
因为他们在这个美地享受生活的美好。
For they will enjoy the goodness of the land.
但是如果我们在第八章再看下去，就发现有一个危险在里面。
But if we read, continuing on in chapter 8, that there is a hidden danger.
第十一节。
Verse 11.
你要谨慎，免得忘记你的神，不守他的诫命、律例、典章，我今日吩咐你的。十二节。
Twelve.
恐怕你吃得饱足，建造美好房屋居住。十三节。
Thirteen.
你的牛羊增多，今年全都增添。十四节。
Fourteen.
你就心高气傲，忘记主你的神。所以这里讲啊，就是人生活一富足之后，人就觉得没有神我也可以活着，接下去就忘记了他。
This tells us that once we become materially blessed, we will easily forget about God.
那事实上，我们如果从《申命记》再读下去
，And in reality, if we continue to read Deuteronomy,
真的是这样发生了。
That truly is what happened.
当人富足的时候，人就离开了神。
Once we become abundant, then we will leave God.
那在四世纪几百年的历史就这样重复在演。
And the history in the Book of Judges.Continuing this cycle throughout hundreds of years.
人离开神，神就差先知去警告。
People departed from God. God sent prophet to send them warning.
警告不听，然后神就用外族来攻他们。
They refused to listen to the warnings, and God used the Gentiles to punish them.
很痛苦，他们就回来找神。
Once they're disciplined and suffer, they return to God.
神就祝福他们。
God blesses them.
生活会过得很好。
They regain a good life.
然后开始另外一个周期，这样循环。
And thus begins another cycle.
所以人有一个很难改变的弱点。
There is a very difficult human nature.
就是当人生活太富足的时候，不容易持守信仰。
Because when people become so materially abundant, it's hard to keep the faith.
所以因为这样子，主祷文里面只求神说，是我今天的需要。
This is why in the Lord's Prayer it says, "Give us today our daily bread."
因为神知道有时候我们没有办法来承受太多物质上的祝福。
For the Lord knows that sometimes we are unable to handle too much abundance.
我们看约伯记的三十一章。
Let's turn to Job 31.
好，其实约伯在东方中他是一个富有的人。
And Job was in fact a very wealthy man in the Orient.
但是我们不能够只看外表。
But we can't just focus on the exterior.
我们要看为什么约伯很富有，他能够敬畏神，远离恶事。
We need to understand why is that Job was so wealthy and yet he was able to fear God and depart from evil.
他跟神的关系不但没有受到阻挡，而且他跟神非常的亲密。
Not only wasn't his relationship interrupted, but rather he was very intimate with God.
三十一章二十四节。
Chapter 31, verse 21.
我若以黄金为指望，对荆荆说你是我的依靠。二十五节。
Verse 24 and 25.
我若因为财物丰富，因为我的手多得子财而欢喜。好，在这里呀，约伯提到很多事情哈，就是他不敢做。
Here Job mentions many things that he dared not to commit.
好，那其中有这个两节啊，就是提到他对钱财的看法。
These two verses mention his attitude toward money.
他说我若以黄金为指望。
If I had made gold my hope.
谁不指望钱财？
Who doesn't count on having more money?
但是当约伯拥有很多的时候，在他心里的最深处，他的盼望不在这里。
But when Job possessed so much wealth, his hope did not reside on the gold.
这个不简单啊。
This is no easy task.
那这样啊，他才不会他变他的富足阻挡他跟神的关系。
With this kind of mindset, he did not allow the money to become an obstacle to God's relationship.
那下面说，对荆荆说，你是我的依靠。
It goes on to say that you are my confidence.
这个也不简单啊。
This is also not easy.
一个人生活很富足的时候，能够全心来依靠神，这个是非常不简单。
It's very difficult when a person is so wealthy that they don't depend on their money.
那这个就是约伯的灵性。
This is the faith of Job.
所以外表很多，我们要看他内心的最深处，他是怎么想。
Even though he possessed great amount of wealth exteriorly, but what's really down deep inside his heart?
他没有依靠这些东西。
He wasn't dependent upon his wealth.
我们再看二十五节。
Verse 25.
我若因为财物丰裕，因我手多得子财而欢喜。
If I had rejoiced because my great wealth.
所以有谁不会因为财物丰富而欢喜呢？
And who won't be rejoicing because of great wealth?
但是对约伯来讲，他的欢喜不是从这里来。
But to Job, his joy did not derive from this wealth.
他的欢喜是从神来的。
Instead, his joy came from God.
他的满足是从神来的。
His satisfaction is from God.
这个是不简单的。
This is no easy task.
所以约伯，我们如果第一章看，他非常富足。
We see from the first chapter in Job that he was very super wealthy.
但是他跟神的关系非常好。
And yet he enjoys such a good relationship with God.
因为他心里的最深处，他的观念非常正确。
Because in the depths of his heart, he had a very right attitude.
这真的是不简单。
This is truly not easy.
所以神知道人，因此我们的主导文才告诉我们，就是我今日的饮食，今日赐给我。
Because God knows us so well, this is why He teaches to pray, "Give us today our daily bread."
我们来看希伯来书。
Let's turn to Hebrews.
希伯来书的第十三章。
Hebrews 13.
十三章的第五节
Verse 5.
你存心不可贪爱钱财，要以自己所有的为主，因为主曾说，我总不撇下你，也不丢弃你。第六节
6.
所以我们可以放胆说，主是帮助我的，我必不惧怕，人能够把我怎样呢？
Let your conduct be without covetousness. Be content with such things as you have.For he himself has said, I will never leave you nor forsake you. So we may boldly say, the Lord is my helper, I will not fear. What can man do to me?
所以我们对前面没有忧虑，没有害怕。
So we can be content and face our life without fear.
那个安全感从哪里来？
Where does this kind of sense of security come from?
就是对神有信心。
This is because we are confident in God.
对神的承诺，哦，我们坚定不信，坚信不疑。
That we are, we're fully entrusted in God's promises and never waver in our faith.
所以这里说，我不撇下你，也不丢弃。
Says the Lord will not depart from me or forsake me.
神帮助我们，我必不惧怕。
God is my helper, I will not fear.
所以在主导文的后面，主耶稣就提到，不要忧虑。
In the end of the Lord's Prayer, Lord Jesus mentioned that do not worry.
第六章的三十二节。
In chapter 6, verse 32.
说下半节。
And the second half.
你们需要的这一切，你们天父是知道的。
Lord, our Heavenly Father knows everything that we need.
那你先求神的国，神的这个东西都要给你们。
So once you seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these will be given to you.
然后前面他就讲到飞鸟跟百合。
And prior to that, he mentions about the birds in the air and the lily in the field.
神看顾他。
For the Lord watches over them.
我们比飞鸟百合更贵重。
And we are much more valuable than the birds or the lilies.
所以神会看重看顾我们。
Therefore, God will watch over us and take care of us.
因此我们在祷告文当中，我们就求神看顾我生活的需要。
Therefore, in our daily needs, we ask for God to take care of our provide for us.
那这个也在讲我们信仰追求跟拜偶像不太一样。
And this also tells us that there is a distinction between the pursuit of our faith versus idol worship.
比如说你到一个餐馆去吃饭，就看到他一个偶像就弄在门前。
And there are times when you go to a Chinese restaurant, you will see that. Right in the lobby, there is a display of idol.
所以很多人拜偶像的目的是发财。
A lot of people worship the idols in order to get rich.
但这我们拜神的心态不在这里。
But this is not how our mentality in worshiping God should be.
不是利用神来达到我们个人的目的。
We're not exploiting God in order to attain our personal needs.
而是我们拜神要达到神为我们预定那个目标。
Rather, we worship God so we can attain the goal that God has intended for us.
就是神的国，神的义。
Which is God's kingdom and His righteousness.
那神附带的就要看顾我们生活的需要。
Then the ancillary benefits, which is God will provide for us in our daily needs.
这是我们在我们自己能够祈求的第一件事情，求神看顾我们生活的需要。
And so this is the first thing we can plead to God to ask God to provide for our daily needs.
那我们再看。马太福音第六章
Matthew chapter 6
第六章的十二节
Verse 12
免我们的债如同我们免了人的债
Forgive our debts as we have forgiven our debtors
如果我们对照路加福音来看路加福音是说免我们的罪如同我们赦免别人的罪
In the book of Luke the parallel is forgive our sins as we forgiveother sins.
所以这样看起来这个债就是罪。
So from this we know that the debts equals sins.
那主耶稣在这里把我们欠他的债跟别人欠我们的债把它连在一起。
Here Lord Jesus link our debts to God together with other people's debt to us.
欠债一定要还啊。
Because when we are in debt, we need to pay it back.
当别人欠我们债的时候，我们一定说他一定要还。
If other people owe us a debt, then we will definitely seek for payment.
但是当我们欠别人的债的时候，我们常常想说最好不去要还。
But when we owe a debt to other people, we often think, wouldn't it be so nice if we don't have to pay it back?
你 credit card 用了很多，最好希望 credit card 公司倒闭，我不要还。
Let's say if we run a huge credit card bill, we would secretly hope that the credit card company would go bankrupt, so we don't have to pay back.
但是祷告文这里主耶稣说，求神赦免我的罪，好像我赦免别人的债。
But the Lord's prayer is forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors.
那这个也是在讲双重，我们的双重关系。
Here talks about a duality of relationship.
第一个关系是我们跟神的关系。
Our first relationship is that with God.
第二个关系是我们跟别人的关系。
Second relationship is that of with others.
那神赦免我们的罪，我们跟神的关系才会和好。
Only when God forgive our our debts will we have a enjoy a good relationship with others.
神不赦免我们的罪，这个罪就是一个担子，我们跟神的一个阻碍。
If God doesn't forgive our debts, this sin will become an obstacle between us and God.
那神会不会赦免我们的罪，在于我们愿意不愿意赦免别人。
And the key to whether God is willing to forgive our sins is whether we forgive other people's sins.
如果我们不愿意赦免别人，
if we are unwilling to forgive others,
这个包括我们家里面的配偶，包括我们的孩子、父母、亲人。
This includes our own family, spouse, parents, children, and relatives.
包括我们的邻居、同事。
Including our neighbors, our co-workers.
如果我们不赦免，我们跟他们的关系就不会很好。
Without forgiveness, we cannot enjoy a good relationship with them.
那这个关系就会影响我们跟神的关系。
And this kind of relationship will impact our relationship with God.
所以如果我们真的照主导文这样来祷告，
If we truly follow by the Lord's Prayer,
那我们跟人跟神的关系都会很和睦。
Then we will enjoy harmony in our relationship to God and others.
这个是我们很乐意在每一个家庭、每一个教会所见到的。
And this is truly something that we strive after and would love to see in our family and all the churches.
所以我们要求神帮助我们。
We need to ask God to help us.
让我们有这种爱，有这个能力，能够赦免别人。
So that we have this love and ability to forgive others.
让我们跟人能够和睦。
That we can reconcile to others and enjoy harmony.
教会是一个家庭。
The church is a big family.
我们要有一个目标，做到教会里面我没有一个敌人。
We need to strive for a goal where we don't have one single enemy in the church.
我们在家庭里面当然不能有一个敌人。
In our family, naturally, we cannot have an enemy.
我们在社会上也不能有敌人。
And we should not have any enemies in the society either.
那就要不断的赦免。
So we have to continue to forgive.
那这个赦免的来源就是我们跟神的关系。
The source of this forgiveness is because of our relationship with God.
如果我不赦免，神也不会赦免我。
If I don't forgive, then God will not forgive either.
那这样想啊，我们就知道赦免是不一定要做的。
So we think about this, then we realize that forgiveness is a mandatory thing.
我们看路加福音。
Let's turn to Luke.
十八章。
Chapter 18.
路加福音的十八章
Luke 18
马太十八章
Matthew 18
二十一节到二十二节的人问主耶稣说要赦免几次
Verse 21 and 22 Peter asked how many times should I forgive my brother?
那七次可以吗
？Is it okay if I forgive seven times?
二十二节
，verse 22。
耶稣说，不是七次，乃是七十个七次。
Well, Jesus said to him, "I do not say to you up to seven times, but up to 70 times 7."
那这个是很多次啊。
And this is really a lot of times.
那我怎么做得到
？How are we able to achieve that?
特别是我们觉得说我有理，他没有理，那我怎么赦免
？Especially when we are in the right and other people is in the wrong.How can we forgive?
那所以二十三节开始，主耶稣就讲一个比喻。
Verse 23 and on, Lord Jesus mentions a parable.
这里讲一个王要跟他的仆人算账。
There's a certain king who wanted to settle accounts with servants.
因为他欠他一千万银子。
For he had owed him 10,000 talents.
然后这个王就赦免他了。
And this king forgave this servant.
因为如果没有赦免他，他要把他的妻子、儿子一切都要卖掉来还。
Because without forgiveness of this debt, then he would have to sell his wife and children and everything that he had in order to pay.
所以他什么也没有了。
And he would be left with nothing.
所以那个王就赦免他。
Therefore, the king forgave him.
我神如果照我们的罪来对待我们。
If God treat us according to what our sins deserve,
我们今天还会活着吗？
Can we still be alive today?
神如果一条一条跟我们算账，
If God were to settle account with us one by one,
我们哪一个人站立得住呢？
Which one of us can really stand before God?
我们的罪远远比我们自己所想的还多。
For our transgressions are far greater than what we can imagine.
因为有一些是隐藏的。
Because some sins are hidden.
连我们自己也不知道。
We are not even aware.
我有一些是我们自己隐藏的，我们自己知道，别人不知道。
There are some sins that we hide ourselves. Other people do not know, but we do know.
如果这些全部把它挖出来。
If we were to dig out all these sins,
神这样一条条的对付，我们今天还会在这里吗？
And God were to settle accounts one by one, can we still stand before God?
所以神对我们赦免的恩典太大了。
Therefore, God's forgiveness and His grace is so mighty.
这个我们每一个人都同意。
And this is something we all agree on.
但是下面一点就比较难。
But the following point is more difficult.
就是二十八节开始。
Beginning from verse 28.
说这个人出去以后，遇见一个同伴欠他十两银子。
Servant went out and found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 denarii.
那十两跟一千万差多少？
So this 10 talent versus 100,000 talents. 10,000 talents.
对，差一千倍了。
So it's 1,000 times.
那这个人就抓住那欠他的人说：“你不给我还金，我就不放你。”
And this servant laid hand on the other servant and took him by the throat, saying, "Pay me back what you owe."
后来。那个主人听见了
，And when the master was made aware of this news,
他就很生气
，He became enraged.
我赦免，全部都赦免，但是他别人只欠他一点，他抓着不放。
I forgave all your debts, and this person owed you so little, and you were unwilling to forgive.
所以今天呢，我们不要抓住别人的软弱，对我们的得罪抓着不放。
So likewise, today we should not seize on other people's sins.And never forgive them.
如果抓着不放，当我们在念主导文的时候就有问题。
If we never forgive others, then when we come to the Lord's Prayer, there will be a problem.
求神赦免我，好像我赦免别人。
Lord, please forgive me as I have forgiven others.
那当我对别人都没有赦免，那念这一句话是什么意思？
If I never forgive others, then what's the point in declaring this prayer?
我没有赦免别人，所以求神你照这个态度来对应我。
Because I didn't forgive others, so please treat me likewise.
所以这个主导文是两面的利刃。
You see, the Lord's Prayer is like a double-edged sword.
这一句话一边是指导我们应该走的道路。
On one hand, the statement leads us to the right path.
但是这一句话如果没有做，就变成定罪的标准。
But if we don't follow this statement, then it will become the standard for judging us our sins.
因此，如果我们从心里最深处来念主导文。
If we were to read the Lord's Prayer from the depth of our heart,
我们每一个弟兄姊妹都很亲密。
And each one of us should become very intimate.
而且赦免本身就是一种自由。
Because forgiveness is in fact a setting free.
因为那恨已经没有了，就自由了。
Because we are no longer enchained with hatred, we are free.
这个也是平安的开始。
This is also marks the beginning of peace.
因为我们一旦赦免，我们就很和睦了。
Because once we forgive,We are in harmony.
那个和睦就带给我们心中的平静安稳。
This harmony will bring about peace and rest in our heart.
所以我们不赦免，对我们自己、对我们人际关系、对我们跟神的关系，绝对是负面的影响。
Without forgiveness, our relationship and our relationship with others as well as with God will definitely have an impact.
所以我们需要做到一个目标：我在教会里面没有一个敌人。
We must seek after this goal that we do not have any enemies in the church.
因为我每一个人我都赦免。
Because I forgive each one of us.
然后在我们家庭里面，在社会上。
And we practice the same thing in our family and our society.
那这样我们跟神的关系就会很和睦。
Then we will enjoy a very harmonious relationship with God.
这是祷告文的第二句内容。
This is the content of the Lord's Prayer, the second half.
对我们自己的祈求第二个内容。
This is to our personal request, the second request.
好，那我们再看第六章的十三节。
Let's turn back to chapter 6, verse 13.
马太福音六章的十三节。
Matthew 6, verse 13.
不叫我们遇见试探，救我们脱离凶恶。
Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us out of evil.
这里说，求神让我们不要遇见试探。
Here it says, lead us not into temptation.
救我们脱离凶恶。
Deliver us out of evil.
这个最后一个祷告就是对魔鬼的态度。
And this last prayer is our attitude towards Satan.
在灵界里面，看个不见的力量就是魔鬼。
In the spiritual realm, there is an invisible force which is wielded by Satan.
魔鬼很厉害啊。
Satan is so powerful.
彼得前书里面说魔鬼像吼叫的狮子。
First Peter tells us that Satan is like a roaring lion.
到处游行。
He prowls around everywhere.
寻找可吞吃的人。
He's seeking for a victim to devour.
那什么样人被魔鬼吞吃掉？
What type of people will be devoured by Satan?
你进入试探胜不过就吞吃的。
And those who enter into temptation and cannot overcome it.
那我没有看到魔鬼在吞吃人啊。
I don't see any Satan devouring the victims.
但是我们想想看哦，我们过去几年受洗几个人？
But now let's look back several years. How many people have been baptized?
从我厄万教会开始设立开始到现在。
Beginning from the establishment of Irvine Church until now.
然后我们再看这一些人现在在哪里？
Now let's look at where are these people now.
如果他已经离开教会。
If they have already departed from church,
如果他已经放弃了信仰，
if they have given up the faith,
很可能他就已经被吞噬掉了。
So very likely they have already been devoured.
魔鬼是很厉害的。
Because Satan is so powerful.
但是我们不是不能胜过他，因为神的能力比魔鬼还大。
But we are not incapable of overcoming Satan because God's power is much greater.
但是问题是我们看不到魔鬼，魔鬼可以看到我们。
Now the problem is, Satan is invisible to us.But we are visible to Satan.
那他又比我们强。
And since he is more powerful than we are,
那这个仗该怎么打？
So how are we able to be victorious in this battle?
狮子可以看到你，你看不到狮子，那你怎么打？
If a lion can see us and we cannot see a lion, how do we fight off this lion?
这个差不多没有办法打。
And it's
如果用人的标准。
From a human standard, this is an unfair battle and not something you can overcome.
但是神已经给我们一条路来走。
But the Lord has provided a way out for us.
第一个就是不要叫我们遇见试探。
The first is lead us not into temptation.
就是求神保守我们不要遇到试探。
Which is we pray for the Lord to help us avert from temptations.
圣经说神叫我们不要离开世界。
The Bible tells us that we should pray not to depart from this world.
我们看约翰十七章的十五节。
John 17 verse 15.
约翰十七章的十五节。
John 17 verse 15。
我不求你们离开世界，只求你们保守那他们脱离那恶者。
I do not pray that you should take them out of the world, but that you should keep them from the evil one.
所以这里说神不要我们离开世界。
So here it says that God doesn't want us to depart from the world.
但是求神保守我们不要遇见恶者，就是不要遇到魔鬼啊。
But pray that we do not encounter the evil one, which is the devil himself.
那我们就看，那为什么魔鬼有办法把犹大吃掉
？So how is it that Satan is able to devour Judah?
因为这不是神没有办法保守他。
It wasn't because God is incapable of protecting him.
是他自己挖了一个洞给魔鬼跑进来。
Rather, he has dug a hole for himself and allow Satan to come in.
就是贪财。
His greed for money.
因此，如果我们在自己的弱点上常常祷告，很警醒。
So if we constantly pray and become very vigilant over our weaknesses,
那神就保守我们，这个魔鬼就不会进来把我们打倒。
Then God will protect us and prevent the devil from coming in to defeat us.
那大卫也是一样，灵性很好。
David was such a case, though he had excellent spirit.
但是为什么到最后被魔鬼打倒？
How is it that finally he was defeated by Satan?
好像这个教会这样围墙都围得很好，但是就是有一个围墙破了一个洞。
Just imagine our church is well protected with all the fences, but there is a breach in one area.
小偷可能从那里跑进来了。
Maybe the thief will come in through that breach.
大卫啊，灵修有一个洞。
And David's spirituality had a hole.
就是魔鬼从哪里进去的。
That's where Satan entered.
所以要求神保守我们，不要遇到魔鬼。
So we have to pray to God and protect us from coming across the evil one.
那救我们脱离凶恶。
And to keep us away from the evil.
你看魔鬼来跟夏娃讲话。
When devil came to speak with Eve.
讲一讲夏娃的观念就改变了。
After speaking to her, her mentality changed.
很厉害，魔鬼很厉害。
The devil is very powerful.
他讲的话不是全部都错的。
He did not speak entirely false statements.
全部都错，一下你就可以看得出来。
Because if everything was false, then it's very easy to detect.
只有一两句是错的。
There's only a couple statements that were off.
这个就是厉害的地方。
And this is where he's really cunning.
所以要求神保守我们。
So we have to ask God to protect us.
不要进入试探。
Not to enter into temptation.
什么是试探？
What is temptation?
用最简单的方法来了解。
Using the most easiest way to determine.
我们生活当中遇到的事情会让我们离开神了，那就是试探。
Anything that we encounter in our daily life that will lead us away from God, that will be a temptation to us.
或者会让我们离开教会的，那个就是试探。
Or anything that will steer us away from church, that is a temptation.
因为教会就是主耶稣的家。
Because the church is the house of Lord Jesus Christ.
是主耶稣的身体。
It is the body of Christ.
那如果我们遇到的压力会让我们来更亲近神，
If the pressures that we receive will bring us closer to God,
那个就是试炼。
Then that will be a trial.
你想想看，试炼会让我们亲近神，试探会让我们离开神，就这样就可以分别。
So a trial will lead us closer to God, where temptation will lead us away from God.
那如果我们能够防守魔鬼，
If we are able to prevent ourselves and block ourselves away from Satan,
然后又能够赦免别人，
and can also forgive others.
然后生活上又没有神又给我们生活的需要，
and God also provide for our daily needs.
那这样我们的信仰生活就能够走在旷野路，这样一直走下去。
Then we can persevere in our faith as we journey in this wilderness.
唱诗，
今天
512首。
512。